Good morning, it's 9:04. I'm Aaron Kimball with news headlines from Vermont Public. A major concession from Republican Governor Phil Scott could help clear the path to a bipartisan compromise on education reform. Scott had previously insisted on a proposal that forces school districts to merge into larger governance units, but his director of policy, Jason Malucci, says it's become clear that Democratic lawmakers won't agree to mandatory consolidation. And he says the governor is now willing to accept a bill that relies on voluntary mergers.
We are open to entertaining an alternate path that is closer to what the legislature's position, at least the majority, is now envisioning.
Lawmakers and the governor are still negotiating a final reform package, and Malucci says the governor is still prepared to veto the state budget and keep lawmakers in Montpelier through the summer if they don't agree to key school funding reforms. And drivers are paying more to fill up their tanks for the Memorial Day road trip this year. AAA says the average price for a gallon of gas in Vermont is $4.57. That's $1.49 more than a year ago. As WBUR's Stevie Chapman explains, there are a few steps you can take to save at the pump on the trip home.
Travel experts say most people driving for the holiday are making up for high fuel costs by cutting expenses elsewhere.
We're all captive when it comes to gas prices, and there's only so much you can do.
That's spokesperson Mark Shieldrop with AAA Northeast. He says drivers can save by shopping around for gas.
If you just simply pull off the highway and hit that first gas station off the roadway, you're going to pay more than if you drive in town. And those service plazas and rest areas are places where you're going to see gas prices 20 or even 30 cents, sometimes higher.
He says driving slower will save money and make for a safer journey. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Stevie Chapman.